Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
Tom, we find you in Derby.
Just outside, actually, yes, in sort of near Burton-upon-Trent, I beg your pardon.
Burton-upon-Trent. What's Burton-upon-Trent famous for?
Marmite.
Does it smell like Marmite there?
Not here, but it does in the town. I have been there, and I do like Marmite. And
oh,
I had a lovely time in Burton-upon-Trent. Do you? I didn't know that. I wasn't sure if you'd be at first.
Yeah, love Marmite. Yeah, really into it.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
Well, I can see that, actually. I can see that.
Can you see that for me?
Yeah, I can see that for you. I think it's kind of fabulous. What is it? Nobody knows.
No one knows.
A bit like Pimm's. What is
no
it?
No one knows.
No one knows.
Would you... What about Bovril?
I've never had a Bovril, but it's the sort of thing people have at a football game, isn't it?
Well, because can you have it as a spread? You can, can't you?
Well, I guess so. It's sort of a... I don't know. I know it comes in a similar receptacle.
I know that if you're reading a book that's during the war, which of course is one of my favourite time
Paris
periods
war.
To read,
yes.
Please, I Didn't Live There, lovely to, you know, read something set there. Mm. And I found quite often a character will say, should we have a Bovril before bed?
Oh, right, yeah, or a beef tea.
What's a beef tea? Beef tomatoes?
I think it's like a Bovril.
Yeah. Beef tea, I've got to say, gives me the ick more than Bovril.
But let me tell you, if somebody very trendy in Los Angeles told you about bone broth being made with beef...
You've got to have a beef tea.
Everyone would be all over it.
Yeah, they'd be saying it's great for natural collagen.
It's so good. It's so great.
It's good for your face. It's good for your tits, everything.
It's a great thing. It's great. You've got to have beef tea for your tits.
You've got to have beef tea for your tits.
Get that beef tea down you. I make a beef tea. It's so good. It's so good. They'd say that. And then an Instagram video. And then they'd show you some elaborate way of making it.
Yes.
And then they put their hand over their mouth as they tried it and then close their eyes in like delicious wonder.
Ecstasy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, and they'll do that thing where they have the very up-close chopping board.
Oh, yes. With, of course, for us, it would just be opening a jar. Yes. Spooning out the Bovril and making... I think that's what Bovril is, a beef tea, but I might be wrong.
Oh, is it? I don't know why I thought you spread it on things, but you might not.
I may be wrong, yeah.
Listen, Tom, we're both always willing to be wrong.
We're both willing to be wrong, and isn't that a rare quality, you know?
Looks like the hotel room you're in has nice architraving.
Thank you for mentioning my architraving. I noticed that when I moved in yesterday. It does. I can't work out if it's original because I'm in the eaves of an old house, which I imagine would have been a servant's quarters, but they seem to have done it nice for the servants.
The eaves of an old house. Are you in a hotel or is it a sort of flat above a...
Oh, I'm in an hotel, yes.
An hotel, yes. Have you had your breakfast?
No, I'm going to do that after this.
Okay.
I'll be on the way.
Is it a buffet scenario or do you order from a list?
Well, I don't know because I only got here yesterday, but I'm quite excited to behold it. It's always kind of that exciting thing of staying away from home. You don't know what the setup's going to be until you get there.
And then you might have something like kippers, mightn't you?
If there was something like that available, I may be tempted.
Yes.
And I might not because they are a strong thing after all.
But you're a strong boy after all.
And I need my protein if I'm going to keep these gains.
Well, of course, the muscles. Muscle Mary.
If I'm going to keep these Mary muscles, I've got to up my protein gains.
You've got to, Tom. Honestly.
Have you had your petit déj?
No, I haven't had my petit déj. I've had my petit coffee.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You see, I have a tea when I first wake up.
Uh-huh.
Then... we'll do all the family stuff, you know. Although she gets herself dressed now.
Oh.
And then I'll lay out Alice. Her breakfast and she'll pour her breakfast. Yeah, Alice. And she'll pour her breakfast. Mm. And then we walk to the coffee shop with the Delg.
Oh, no.
And I got a coffee.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? That's lovely.
It is actually a nice start to the day. I don't mind telling you that.
My big question is, a cup of tea as soon as you wake up, do you have a teas maid?
Yeah, she's called Alice. No. Alice and I take it alternately.
Oh, to bring a cup of tea.
So Al has coffee, I have tea. And every other day we bring it.
It's a nice little treat, isn't it? Nice way to start the day.
Do you not have coffee in bed in the morning?
No, Alf sometimes will bring one up if I'm rushing around.
Oh, Alf, if you're listening, up your game, love.
We're two such lazy heads. No, Alf's very good at getting up in the morning. I'm terrible. Terrible at getting up.
If I've got to be out the door at 7, I will get up 15 minutes earlier so that I can have my tea in bed just to start slow.
Oh, I wish I was like that. I should be like that, but I just can't.
I have to start slow.
As soon as I open my eyes, I think, oh, I'd just rather have another 20 minutes in bed.
But I am in bed. I'm just in bed with tea. But you doze in that time.
Yeah, it's like people who get up and meditate, I think I just go straight back to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, I do think you have to like sit in a hardback chair.
Yeah, that would be hard for me, literally.
Well, they're hard, yeah. You're meant to. Well, I'm pleased that we've got through our...
Got through our morning routine.
Has it taken us 10 years to go through our morning routine?
I'm surprised we haven't done that already, I know.
We probably have, haven't we, let's be honest.
In a different way, in a different way.
Would you always dress before breakfast? Like you're a Victorian?
No, I sometimes do descend in my PJs.
Do you?
Sometimes, yeah. But I'm wearing a very nice pair of PJs at the moment, gifted to me by my friend Mel. So I'm a bit, I don't want to risk getting a splash of coffee or something on them. So,
what colour are they?
Green and white. They're very chic, actually, Suze, so you'd like them.
I'm sure I would. I love PJs.
Yeah.
A nice pair of PJs. There's very few things as nice to me.
It's pleasing. In this hot weather, though, of course, it's so difficult, isn't it? Because, like, what PJ does one wear? Does one have a quilt?
Oh, I mean, I'm topless in bed at the moment. I don't mind telling you.
Are you?
Too hot.
Well, I'm not surprised all that beef tea you've been having.
Good for the tits.
Good for the tits. Get them out.
Get them out. It's too hot. It's too hot.
And what do you have as a covering? Do you have like a sheet or nothing at all?
A sheet, yes, a sheet.
I have to have a sheet, yes. Something over me. Otherwise I don't know, I can't relax. Don't ask me why.
I don't know why. It's just very hot.
It really is, Suze.
It's really very warm. You know. And what can you do?
What can we do exactly?
I mean, are you still in PJs and a duvet?
Well, I have been, but I think that's going to change again because I think the weather's warming up, isn't it? Although here in Derbyshire.
In Victoria.
Or Staffordshire, we might be a bit cooler. So, you know, might not be such a big concern.
Well, there you go.
There you go. There you go.
There you go. There you go.
And actually, I've forgotten my pyjamas, so I hope it's not a fire drill. Oh.
Oh, no, you'd have to go down in your panties.
I would. I was in a hotel the other day, in Manchester, that happened.
Did it?
6 a.m, if you don't mind.
Oh, did you have to evacuate?
We had to go down, and I was on the 7th floor.
Oh, and you couldn't go in the lift, obviously.
No, definitely not. Went down the stairs, forgot to pick up my room card.
Oh, that's really annoying.
Really annoying.
Because I imagine the queue at reception was really big.
Yeah.
Were you staying in that hotel that we stayed in when we were in Manchester?
The Doubletree, yes.
Very nice.
And I'd stand opposite with everybody else. Fire Brigade turns up, has a look round, turns around and goes, thanks, leaves. And we're allowed back in.
Oh, that's annoying.
So annoying.
Did you manage to get back to sleep?
No, by then I think I had to be in the car at like 7:15. So that was that. That was that, Suze.
That was that. Well, at least there wasn't a fire, you know. Small mercies and all that.
That's right. At least there wasn't a fire. Yes, indeed, indeed. So... It was all okay. I was just a little bit groggy that day. So usually I can claw it back.
Of course.
But I would sleep for 12 or 13 hours, given the hot chance.
Yes. Well, I was reading a thing the other day about Adam Peaty. You know, the swimmer.
Oh, yes.
Was it him or was it another swimmer? Listen, a famous swimmer was saying that you can bank sleep.
Really?
Well, apparently there's some studies that have been done with athletes because apparently if you're in the Olympic Village, and I don't know whether you're planning on going there for the next Olympics, Tom.
Well, I mean, they keep asking.
Well, of course, sooner or later you're going to have to show them your shot put.
Exactly.
Not a euphemism.
Exactly. Got the muscle for it.
So apparently sleep is really bad in the sort of Olympic hotel because it's almost like... They're sometimes like the walls are like cardboard and stuff because there's so many of them.
Oh, I see.
It can be really, like, I think people are really on top of one another. Mm. And apparently you can, that doctors have now learned that you can bank sleep. So this athlete was saying that the weeks leading up to like a big race, they'll get 12, 13, 14 hours because they know that once they get to sort of race day, they might only have 4 or 5 hours to go on.
4 or 5 hours, that's nothing, is it?
Well, especially if you're swimming for your country that day.
Oh, exactly.
You'd want a good kit before swimming for your country, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would. And I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to swim first thing either.
I think if you're into swimming, you've got to swim first thing. I remember there was a boy at school that used to go swimming before school.
Oh, really? Yes, there are those people who do that, aren't there?
Like, yeah.
Like in the morning.
Yeah, he was in the pool at 5 before school.
Too much.
I just think, come on.
Come on now. But I suppose if you're very focused, you don't always want to sleep too heavily, do you? Do you know what I mean? If I've got something first thing, I do sleep quite thinly.
I know, but if you're doing that 3 times a week.
Oh, I know. You'd long for Tuesday and Thursday, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you just?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did he go on to swim at the county level?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what happened after that.
Well,
I'm sure it teaches
you. He lives in the sea now.
Well, yeah, well, now he's a merman. And his name was Triton. It does teach you a discipline, though, I suppose.
For sure. A focus.
Mm.
Tired, I think, in the afternoon, wouldn't you?
Oh, Tom, I'm already tired in the afternoon and I'm not swimming. I'm not swimming at 5.
In sick form, I would fall asleep in my hands. Do you ever do that? Like falling asleep like that? So tired all the time.
Well, it's because you're growing.
Yeah. No one makes dispensation for that, though.
Mm, they ought to.
They just go, no, do that homework. It's constant. Well,
I read Claudia Winkleman's book, who I love. I love Claudia. Oh, do you know what I've been watching? The Piano. Have you watched that?
I did the Christmas special series.
Did you?
Bill Brown and I. Oh, yeah.
With Mika?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom, I can't wait for us to get to that. We've just started it.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
The most recent Christmas special?
No, Christmas before.
Okay. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
It's so brilliant. Mm. I don't know where I was going with that. Claudia Winkleman's book. In it, she says that her mother had met, I want to say, like a neuroscientist or something or other when she was a teenager. And he said, the best thing for a young brain is to sleep. So her mother always let her sleep in and let her have naps. And now that's what she swears by.
And she still sleeps.
And she naps all the time.
Wow.
She naps before things. It's a real thing of hers to like nap before she does anything, from what it looks like.
I absolutely get that. But
yeah.
The world hates it. The world is like, how dare you sleep?
Yeah, but I think that it's, it feels like, are we coming to a reckoning? I don't know. Mm. It feels like we've constantly been told, do this, do that.
Be busy, yeah.
Be busy, be busy, be busy. Mm. And I feel like people are coming around to the idea that like nothing beautiful is created.
Oh, by being frantic.
By being frantic.
Yeah.
But it's like this lie that we've been told that we now all have to stick with, which is if you want to do anything with your life, you know, you better make sure that you're putting everything into it.
Yeah.
That just feels like a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. Absolutely.
And I'm going to say it. I'm not sure the guys at the top are the best guys.
I don't know if they have always got our best interests at heart. I'm thinking of the tech bros.
Me too.
In particular. Also, I don't know if this is a wild theory, but...
Flat world?
No, not that.
As if you'd say that. I think the world might be... No, go on.
Who's to disprove it? No, not that. I was looking at Alistair Green's Instagram yesterday.
Oh, he's so funny.
And he...
If you don't know Alistair Green, you've got to look him up. He's so funny.
He was getting annoyed about the internet and he was saying that there's a theory that most of the content and the traffic on the internet is not made by humans. So a lot of the time it's robots. And then it sort of becomes this loop where even the humans start creating stuff like the robots because that's what gets the most traction and like, and then sites reward that.
Oh my God.
So, but a lot of the traffic is like bots talking to each other. And search results are powered by that. I don't, this is a wild conspiracy. I don't claim any authority. But I thought that might be interesting.
But I mean,
What if?
And it's totally believable because they want us to just stay on there, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd make sense, wouldn't it?
But yeah, it's that thing that we're taught from such a young age, like the early bird catches the worm.
Yeah.
And you kind of want to go, I think there's lots of worms. I think the bird that gets up at like 9 still probably has a worm.
Gets those worms that are just lazy like
just a bit later.
Yeah, later worms.
Maybe more laconically.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
I love to see a laconic bird.
I like to see a laconic worm. To be honest, I've never seen one that's in a rush.
Yeah, it's rare to, but that maybe worms have got it right.
Maybe. They're always busy.
Yeah. You know, they're doing their thing.
Always doing their thing. Very good for the soil.
Very good for the soil. That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, now, Suze, we've got some lovely messages.
Have some lovely messages.
I want to read one here. Dear Susie and Tom, long-time listener, first-time correspondent here. Hi. The reason for my correspondence isn't pod-related. However, I recently bought myself a new Kindle. Brackets clang, yeah.
Clang indeed.
And since, I've been making time to put social media down and instead speed-read my way through lots of fabulous books again, a hobby that I put on pause for a while. How interesting, me too, I relate to that sort of. It's given me a chance to read some of the latest releases, including Susie, your brilliant book, Am I Having Fun Now? After hearing it was due to be released, I pre-ordered and gifted the book to a dear friend who's having a lot of hospital treatment as a moment of escapism, and she thought what an absolute delight it was to read. So I thought, what better time to get into it? Now, I'm not really one to write in about anything, but after finishing the book, brackets, in only a few sittings, I wanted to pass on my congratulations. What a fantastic read it was. Being a weekly listener of the pod made me feel like I was reading a friend's book rather than someone whom I've never actually met. Brackets, a feeling shared when I read Tom's book too. As a straight married woman, a lot of the experiences weren't ones that I had personally shared. However, the themes of anxiety, ones that I could absolutely relate to. What it did do was really make me think about how I could be a better ally amongst the gay community, of which I have dear friends and relatives. Thank you for sharing through your book the experiences in life that shaped you to be the wonderful person that you are today, Susie, and for letting us as readers share that too. Love catching up with both of you on a Wednesday when new episodes come out. All the byes, Len. Brackets, I have no expectation for the email to be read out on the podcast. I just wanted to celebrate a success, but if you did want to, you have my permission.
Oh, Len.
We've done it. Good job, you didn't mind.
Thank you so much. That's such a kind thing to say.
Isn't that lovely, Suze?
Well, I am always so touched when people have read my book. Guess what? I was on the cover of The Bookseller.
Oh, Susie, that's wonderful.
Felt very chic.
Very chic.
It's like it's a book that only people in the industry read. And it's not only people in the industry, but it's like an industry rag, maybe say. Mm-hmm. And didn't even know I was on the front cover of it.
Oh,
then got an email with a bloody mush on it, didn't I?
Suze, how wonderful.
Honestly, thrilled. Absolutely thrilled. Felt like I was on OK, you know?
Yes, absolutely. But tell us, what was it like becoming a lady of letters? Your honorary doctorate.
Oh, well, look, it's up here. They gave it to me framed.
Oh, I don't know why you put that so high above the screen. I would have that front and center myself.
Well, you know, I'm on quite a low chair, is the truth.
Oh, well, raise your chair.
You raise my chair. How was it? It was really lovely. It was such a nice day. So last week, gang, I got an honorary doctorate, which I know is ridiculous, from the University of Portsmouth.
Because it's lovely.
Where I grew up. And it was such a special day. It was such a special day.
You put on the stage?
Yes.
Mortarboard?
No, you get like a puffy hat.
Puffy hat. A cap.
Yes, that's probably what it's called, rather than a puffy hat. It was such a nice time. Everyone at Portsmouth University were absolutely wonderful.
Oh,
they were such lovely people. And I was just so well looked after. Everyone made a real fuss of me. And it was such a privilege to be there. And the lovely thing was that I took my mum.
Oh, but
and we had such a nice time together.
Oh.
It was just really nice. We arrived. I had to have my gown fitting.
Of course, quite right.
Then I had some photos where I was holding a scroll.
Yeah.
Then I had some photos with the Chancellor, sure.
And
a few other people. And the Provost.
Oh, the Provost.
No, the Chancellor wasn't there. I'm sorry to say it was the Provost, which was lovely. And it was just such a lovely day. Then I did a little speech.
Oh, I bet they loved it.
I mean, it's hard to tell because I think everyone there is just thinking about getting an award. But everyone said that it was very lovely. And I didn't try and be funny.
Oh, always best, I think, at those things.
I was just quite earnest because
I think
you don't need me trying to tell a joke, do you really? You know.
Well, you know, you're naturally funny and endearing. And so, yeah.
Well,
people aren't there for a stand-up gig, are they?
Let's not be silly. Anyway, then what was very nice is Mum and I were then invited to the Deputy Chancellor's afternoon tea.
Oh, very nice.
And you know what, Tom? There were some really nice scones.
Oh, wonderful.
So that was our day. We had a really lovely time.
Oh, really lovely.
Me and Mum both got dressed up. Well, you know, just you know, trousers and a nice top.
Yes, well, that's so nice. And was it, did you have to shake hands with the students as they came up?
No, like I didn't. That's the role of somebody, a dean.
Oh.
And we just clapped for everyone.
Oh, that's nice. And a rolling clap?
No, they would say their name.
Oh, they each get a clap.
Say their name.
How many were there?
I think 250.
My goodness, Sims.
Yeah. But you know, it's very, and then there were a few people that had got their masters. There were a couple of people that had got awards for having the highest score.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's a very good uni. But it was just, yeah, it was a real privilege. And I've really, yeah, appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was very earnest.
No, I'd love to see the picture. It was great.
Lovely. Well, of course, you have to look at all the pictures I send you.
No, I saw it on Instagram.
Oh, did I not send it to you? I thought I sent you a picture of...
No, you didn't.
I mean, none of these things matter, but thank you, Tom. It was lovely.
You are welcome. I was very happy for you. We're very excited. So it's lovely. Lovely, lovely.
Tom, dear, tell me, what else have you got coming up this week?
Well, this week I'm in Derby, and then on Sunday I'm doing lovely Will's
Laughterama
Comedy Garden at Laughterama at Somerset House.
Yes.
And so I'm looking forward to that Somerset House on Sunday.
Of course. Can we tempt you to Brighton on Saturday?
Well, this is my concern, Suze, because I spoke to Gabby French last week as well, actually.
Oh, and she's going to be saying to you, Tom, come, isn't she?
My concern is I need to find out when I'm coming back from Derby, because I'm worried... By the time I come back, it'll be late. And then...
Well, listen, you find out and then you let me know because we've booked somewhere for brunch.
Oh, have you indeed?
Yes. And it would be a lovely time.
Okay. Well, let me find out because I'm going to speak to the guys today.
Great.
And I'll be...
If you could, I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Sorry to drag my heels on.
Yes. If you could stop dragging your heels to come and visit me, that would be much appreciated.
Well, it's at least I can do.
Right, Tom, I'm very aware that you need to be picked up in 15 minutes and you have... not had any breakfast.
Well, I'm going to go and grab some petit déj. I don't know what is on offer.
Please go and get some petit déj.
It's a nice outlook, so that's half the battle.
Oh, yes.
Do you think?
A petit déj with a nice, in nice surroundings, nothing
nicer.
Nice
outlook. What could be better? Mm.
Well, that's what we've all got to have, isn't it? Let's all take a nice outlook into this week.
Oh, great idea. I like that, Suze. I like that very much.
Mm. Okay, if I don't see you through the window.
I'll see you through the wook.
Wook! Tom's a ghost. Okay, I'll see you later. Have a great day today. Enjoy it.
Well done,
everyone.
Bye. 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 Bye.